From inside the bunker of the MTD radio studios, I'm Tom, a Reese in charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas. 42-year-old Christopher Ray Webb of Hobbs was arrested on Sunday after allegedly shooting at a truck multiple times while it attempted to leave. The incident occurred at a convenience store at the intersection of Del Paso and Snyder Streets. According to reports, Webb told Hobbs police he fired several shots at a vehicle to save a kidnapped woman. However, that did not turn out to be the case. On Monday, the New Mexico Department of Health reported 9 new deaths and 826 additional cases of the COVID-19. However, here in Southeast New Mexico, the coronavirus cases were down on Monday. 35 new cases of the coronavirus was recorded in Lee County, 27 in Chavez County, and 19 cases in Eddy County. Unfortunately, one person, a female in her 70s from Eddy County, died of the coronavirus on Monday. The Packs for Hunger from Eddy County, which is run by CEO Carol Worley, has been providing Eddy County families with meals during this holiday season. City of Carlsbad Public Information Officer Kyle Marksteiner tells us about this compassionate effort.
Kids, what they've been doing this year, thanks to some local generosity, is they've been also sending home a family meal because they know a lot of parents are struggling too. So just a great program. So Mayor wanted to thank them and compliment them for all the good they've done.
KRQE-TV reporter Courtney Allen from Albuquerque reported that Chavez County Sheriff deputies did not wear masks during the holiday toy drive on Friday in Roswell. Chavez County Sheriff Mike Harrington, who played Santa Claus for the event, believes it was another hatchet job on an old story on how they continue to violate the governor's health mandate orders that keeps getting rehashed. He says the TV report did not elaborate on the event. Now he tells us the rest of the story.
Kids that were coming up were not receiving presents. They were there giving presents to those who do not get presents normally. And those were kids from CASA who were now in foster care or whatever. Could be just placed in other types of homes because they're having problems at their own home. It's frustrating when a news outlet from Albuquerque area comes down on us for our way of living.
Harrington stressed that if people are sick, they should stay home. And if they don't want to wear a mask, they shouldn't have to. In charge of the news, for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas, I'm Tom A. Reese.